Acts chapter 18. After this, Paul left Athens and gone to Corinth, where Paul meet Aquila, where I'm one Jew born at Pontus. He may just come from Italy along with the wife Priscilla. Then left because Claudius, where I'm the emperor, may order all of the Jews then to left Rome. Paul can see Aquila and Priscilla. And like all them does make tent for sale just like Paul, he end up to stay with them and work with them. Every Sabbath, Paul would have got at the Jewish meeting place. I would have argued with the Jews then and the Greek people then to try getting to believe in a Jesus. When Silas and Timothy come from Macedonia, Paul spent all his time to preach to the Jewish people then to try convince them that Jesus that made the Christ. But they turn against Paul and start to say all kind of bad things about him. So Paul shake off the dust from half his clothes. For sure, say, he not got nothing to do with them again. I tell them, say,
if you don't cut on yourself off of God, you don't got on your own self to blame. I no responsible again. For you go back, I will go to the people there where they're not Jew.
So Paul left them and got left at Titus Justus house. He and me one man will worship God. I may live right side of the Jewish meeting place. Crispus am the leader of the meeting place. And he may come for belief in the Lord, along with everybody in his house. Lot of other people from Corinth, when we hear the message, may believe too, and then get baptized. Then one night, the Lord come to Paul in our vision and said to him,
"Not afraid, but talk out. Not keep quiet. I there with you, and no man can put one hand upon you and harm you. And besides that, I got a lot of people in this city. We believe in me."
So Paul settled down there for 1 year and a half to teach the people then the word of God. During that time, one man named Gallio turned governor of Achaia. Well, the Jews then come together and grab Paul and carry on a court front of Gallio. Then say,
"This man is trying to convince people to worship God in our way we go against the wheel."
Paul may want answer for defend himself, but same time Gallio start talk. He say,
"Listen, you know, Jews, if this time a case will involve some crime or the other, I will listen to you. But this time an argument about the own words and name and about the own Jewish law. So you see about that on your own self. Me not the judge then the thing there."
So Gallio drive them out of the court. Well then, they turn to Sosthenes, the leader of the meeting place, and beat him up right front of the courthouse. But Gallio never paid him no mind. Paul stayed at Corinth with the believer then for a good number of days. Then he left there and sailed for Syria, along with Priscilla and Aquila. Before he set sail, he shaved his head at Cenchrea, for sure said that he keep one vow he make to God. Then reached Ephesus, where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila, and he went gone in at the Jewish meeting place to talk with the Jews then. They made the accent to stay with them a few more days, but they tell them said that he couldn't stay. But when he made the left, he promised them that he would have come back if God willing. Then Paul set sail for Ephesus. He next stopped at Caesarea, and from there, he gone and visit the church at Jerusalem, and then he sail gone to Antioch. Paul spent a little time at Antioch, and then from there, he visits from one place to the next all over Galatia and Phrygia. And everywhere where he go, he helped the believer there to get stronger in their faith in the Lord. Now one Jew named Apollos from Alexandria called Ephesus. He never one good speaker, and he may know one whole lot about the scripture. Somebody may teach him about the way of the Lord Jesus. So he talk out about Jesus with all way me got, and way me the same correct. The only bad thing that me that he never hear the whole story. He may only hear about Jesus from what John the Baptist me said. But he talk about where he may know without fear when he got at the Jewish meeting place. That they saw Priscilla and Aquila hear him. So they invite Apollos to their house. And they follow in and teach him good about the way of the Lord Jesus. Meantime, Apollos may they think about God of Greece. And the believer they encourage him to go. So they write the other believer then to Greece and ask them to welcome Apollos. When he get there, God really use him for strengthen all of them one when we turn believers through the grace of God. Because he could have argued with the Jews then and beat them in a public debate and proof on the scripture that Jesus is the Christ.